Well, I'll start with some words and see what other words come from. Well, I'm going to find out what ones come from me and then from others as well. Just sitting here just now, it was the poem was kind of drifting through, or I was drifting through it and just came to the blue dragon coiled there. And earlier today, it was spoken of as, you know, potential energy coiled up at the ready, you know, ready to come forth, ready to respond, ready to come alive into action in a dynamic way. Yeah. But as also, we hung out with this koan a while ago here in the community that I work with. And it occurred to me, or somebody then, and so it occurred to me today, that coiling also for me is like a dog that has to circle and circle before it can lie down. And that's maybe why the dragon is coiled also. It's been doing some work and then it's come to lie down and have a rest. And it ends up coiled because of it. So, yeah, either way. And right now, this time of retreat feels like, well, both. But I think I'm finding, you know, the final work in the room, just wrapping up. I'm feeling like a dog dragon, you know, now here, swirling around, coiling up, ready to rest and listen to stories and adventures and words from us all. So, yeah, that's what I've got right now.
I could throw in with a couple things. I guess I've been especially interested in, you know, as I said in the talk that I gave, there's such three different aspects, you know, just the flow of everything moment by moment, and then that sense of deep stillness that's, you know, rises up sometimes, and then those, you know, tremendously, at least sort of unruly making and unmaking dragon energies. And so I got sort of thinking, you know, what about the relation between any two of those three, you know? So what about the moment by moment and the stillness, or the moment by moment, just the stream, but then that's the dragon, or, you know, the stillness and the dragon. And I got especially in a kind of weird way interested in, well, what's holding what, you know, does the stillness hold those dragon energies, or does the dragon come forth from the stillness, or is the dragon and that making and unmaking sort of where the stillness comes from, and it holds the stillness in its mouth, you know? And it seemed like, well, that would be pretty undecidable. So in some sense, that feels like what Megan was talking about last night with the navel of the dream. You know, you just can't know. But then more generally, I was thinking that one of the things that stood out for me at the retreat was just, you know, how we slide from any one of those to any other. And then also Megan's not completely identical, but, you know, somewhat similar thing about, you know, there's the self with the stories, but then there's also the self that's just, then there's also just the level of sense memories where there is no story and you're just sort of intermingled with the things around you. And then there's that other experience where it's all just bathed in light and it is the light. And it seems really crucial just to kind of let that slide the way it wants to slide and go where it wants to go. And one of the things that's come home to me, especially during the retreat, is the sense that through practice, we kind of come to know all of those three things, or, you know, more than three, but, you know, those different sorts of the way the world can be in us and we can be in the world. And that just knowing all of them seems really deeply important and can give us a certain kind of equanimity and joy in whichever one we're in at the moment, you know, that the other ones didn't vanish, they're there someplace, and there'll be a time for them to come forward. And in some way, we ride that, and it is deeply okay.
Couple things that have been on my mind today. One is that, especially as we kind of re-enter our complicated lives, you know, it's important to remember that the creek is not always bathed in moonlight. You know. It's not always a kind of aesthetic paradise that we had in retreat, you know, in this sort of idyllic time, and then it kind of somehow we can lose it. You know, sometimes the creek is lit by fluorescent light, not moonlight. And sometimes what we're seeing, and you know, in the creek that we walk past, the one nearest to where we are, or just the creek of our internal lives, is not pretty, you know. And that doesn't mean that we're doing something wrong. You know, pain is not a punishment. Just like, you know, joy isn't something you deserve. You know, they both come. And it's not because, you know, you're good or bad. And I think it's important to not sort of fetishize the beautiful old, you know, timeless old creek with the blue dragon as something pristine that you need to uphold. You know, it is exactly that same creek as the one near the Burger King with all of the litter. You know, that's it too. And then, you know, I was thinking about a point in the poem that we didn't get to talk about a whole lot, which is the place where it says, penetrated, the moonlight penetrates it and the wind ruffles it. Yet, what is it? What's that last line? The next?
No trace of either remains, is that right?
Either remains, right, yes, thank you. The place where no trace of either remains. And and that's not an aspiration that we need to try to make, you know, to somehow get to a place where no trace remains. And that is not in opposition to the many places where lots of traces remain, you know, which, you know, we're all just, you know, beset by, you know, made up with. And that's not a problem. And they're not opposites. It's not like you need to get from one state to the other. You know, they're both always here. And so really the invitation is to know that, to not need to be dualistic about that, you know, and to be able to touch into, it's like that place in the dream navel where you've got one eye on the traceless place, the place where no trace remains, and the other eye on all the karmic traces, you know, the complications, and that both are true, and that we can really rest there in that complexity. And that's a great gift of practice, actually. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm feeling really grateful for the exploration that we've made together. The ways of meeting these words of someone, expressing an experience or expressing an understanding, and what happens when we meet this together. So not having a sense of having settled on any meanings. I'm loving the places where each person, one more person's experience comes along and says, but, you know, what about the rattlesnake at the bottom of the creek? Or, you know, or what about that sleeping dog energy of coiled? What about when the creek is overflowing its banks and seems like it's threatening everything? And so that it, you know, I'm reminded of the koan that says the storehouse of treasures opens of itself. You may take them and use them any way you wish. So I have a sense of this poem having become more and more deeply a friend and ally, a treasure house. And the treasure house really, of course, is your own heart, mind, and your heart, mind that's made of all of this, you know, of the creek as it runs out of the spring and the creek as it runs past the Burger King. And that old, you know. Since before memory. And the clarity that it's been clear feels to me so much like words of reassurance that we don't have to necessarily even understand, that with all of the moment by moment stunningly multiple changes that happen in our heart, minds, in our lives, in our world, in our bodies, the forces, the light, the wind, the energies of our lives, of our internal lives, and all of those forces we don't even know are happening, which is most of them. That those are not different than the clarity. That's not the clarity of a picture or of a thinking of truth. But I keep having this image of sky and a dragon that has no form necessarily, but somehow the identity of sky and dragon, I guess I would have to say, that that the openness of sky, and yet Musō Soseki saying, I smashed the bones of the sky, right? That there's even that, you know, don't let it be solid. Don't let sky be a thing. Smash it. You don't have to settle on any idea, because the minute you do, it's gone already. Something else is here. And that's clear there. So what is that? But there's a kind of, this is clear because it hasn't happened yet, feeling too. And you can count on that. And what is it to count on that? So there's a lot I don't know for me, but there's a sense that up above is sky, and that down in the bottom, unknown, completely supports this. And that in between, it's okay. I guess that bit of nonsense is all I got for you. So I'm looking forward to hearing what else wants to be said.